Blog Talk Radio.
Never let me go. Love me much too much. If you let me go, life would lose its touch. What would I be without you? There's no place for me without you. Never let me go. I'd be so lost if you went away. There'd be a without you, I know the warm caress, my world was overturned. At the very start, all my bridges burned. By my flaming heart, you'd never leave me, would you? You couldn't hurt me, could you? Never let me go. Never let me go. You couldn't hurt me, could you?
That was the great Nancy Wilson, Never Let Me Go. I played that song on purpose for a young lady who I have had an opportunity to be with lately. And Mary Kay, hopefully you understood that song. In any event, if you're not on the air and you didn't hear it, I'm going to continue with this romantic tale given by Nancy Wilson. Let's listen to her smoothness and her outstanding jazz interpretation of There Will Never Be Another You.
Many other nights like this, and I'll be standing here with someone new. There will be other songs to sing, another fall, another spring, but there never be another you. There will be other lips that I would kiss, but they won't thrill me like yours used to do. Yes, but how can they come true if there will never, ever be another? in a million dreams, but how can they come true if there will never, ever be another
Yes, I'm in this romantic mood. There's nothing I can do about it. There's nothing I can do or say about it. It's just that it's just a certain kind of feeling you get, you know? And I was planning on doing some things by Al Jarreau, total concert that he did. And I said I was going to use Nancy as an opening for the show. And after listening to her sing, I decided that I'm going to play Al Jarreau sometime in the program. But I'm going to stick with Sweet Nancy for a minute. So let's take a listen to How Do You Keep the Music Playing? I love this song because I sing it like this. Let's listen to the great Nancy Wilson. Evidently, that's not Nancy Wilson. That is Aretha Franklin. And it said Nancy Wilson, but it didn't turn out the way. But let's see. I like this. Let's do this. This song was sung by my daughters when my father-in-law passed. All three of my girls went to the program, and this is what they sang.
If I could, I'd protect you from the sadness in your eyes. If you could, you would. Yes, I would. If I would, I would teach you all the things I never learned, and I'd help you cross the bridges that I burned. Yes, I would.
Thank you. what a rendition. What a soul sound that was so smooth and so easy to do. We're listening to Nancy Wilson, and I am your host, Dr. Walter Dean, for the show called Getting It Done. And I think today we're getting it done. A song that I came in contact with about 3 to 4 weeks ago that's just stuck up in my head. I like to sing it myself, and probably when I get a chance to go in the studio, I love to do it. Let's hear Nancy's rendition of When October Goes.
The snow begins to fly above the smoky mist. I should be over now, I know. It doesn't matter much how I grow. I hate to see.
And sometimes even to the temperature of boiling, she carries it on through. One of the greatest jazz singers and love potion singers of all time. She's gone, but her music is still with us, and I will always enjoy listening to the things that Nancy Wilson, a former classmate out in Central State University in Wilberforce, Ohio, sings. Let's listen to Kurt Elling doing Stardust. Shows. He's a young man. He's in his late 40s, early 50s, who has a wild interpretation of some of the sound that was written. That song was the Stardust melody. It's a song that goes back to the early 1940s. And it's been sung by so many people. Frank Sinatra, Nat King Cole are two of the greatest jazz singers and popular pops singers. And let's give a little more listen to this gigantic of a figure, Curt Ealing singing Nature Boy.
One more to close out our portion of the evening before the second band comes on. Just wanted to get a lot of requests for us, so we had to lay it in there for you. Hey, thank you so much for coming out. We'll get you again sometime. There was a boy, a certain strange, enchanted boy. They said he traveled very far. Very far over land and sea. Little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. Then one day, one magic day, he came my way. As we spoke of fools and kings, this he said to me, the greatest joy you ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. was a certain strange teddy boy.
Hey.
Teddy had a very smart, very smart over the sea. Let her shine his head bright. But very then one day, when magic day came my way, and he broke a many big golden cake, it's pleasing to me, the greatest joy you'll ever learn is just to love and be trusted return.
Yes, Julian, take a bow, brother. To you and to all of our friends here in Sydney and around the world, we say thank you so much. We love you. We'll hit with you again sometime. My name is Kurt Elling. Thank you so much. Good night. There was a voice searching the strange changing walls, turning tramp up every bus, every bar. A woman from Nancy,
that man gives is he really truly knows how to make his voice sound like a musical instrument. He turns it on and he turns it off. We're going to continue with some great singers in a little while, but I'm going to go on to somebody that I've always had a lot of admiration for, and that's Wynton Marsalis. And here he is with Eric Clapton. Let's give a listen.
I don't like talking on stage. I hate it, in fact. And I don't know why. I have no idea why. I just can't. I don't feel like I can express myself. But in situations like this, it becomes one, I think, to say a few words. The who's watch. And I want to say... because if I go home without saying it, then I won't sleep. You know what I'm saying? How much it means to me to play with this bunch of guys. Musicians that I have respected and admired for as long as I can remember, and to become friends and play alongside the wonderful Wynton Marsalis here, who is a genius and a giant. A wonderful leader. and he has encouraged me all along to kind of try to find my way into this thing, because jazz to me was always forbidden. You know, it was beyond. Whenever I would meet, let me tell you, whenever I met the great blues people that I used to admire, I would say, well, you know, I love the way you play. Say, well, I'm just doing this until I can get a gig in a jazz band. You know? That was the deal, because there was something about jazz, and there always will be in my heart, that puts it somewhere up there with the gods, because it's refined and it's a language that you can learn, but it's a difficult language. It's very sophisticated, and it has a lot of humor and a lot of depth, and it speaks to everybody on the planet. And so for me to be able to come in here and try to make my little jingly stuff work inside this, I've pat myself on the back, and it took me a lot of courage to come here and sit on this. This is not an easy chair to sit in. And so to be accepted by these guys and encouraged and admired, well, you know, the love and the feeling up here is fantastic, and I'm really grateful for it. Anyway, that was a long kind of intro to what I was going to say about this, because this tune we're going to do now wasn't really meant to be. I honestly swear I didn't bring this with me. This was foisted on me by Carlos behind me here. He thought it would be a good idea. I think it's a brilliant idea, but I didn't think it would work. But it sounds great, and we'll see if you feel the way we do about it. Let's see what you think.
Thank you.
Now, that was Wynton Marsalis and Eric Crampton. And it's famous, one of the famous, more famous songs that Crampton is known for is a song called Leela. And, but they did it in a completely style. That was recorded in April of 2011 at the Lincoln Center in New York City. Fantastic transformation from a folk song to an almost bluesy New Orleans style of marching, like for a funeral kind of a transition. But when you put people together like that who have that that skill and that ability, you never know what's going to happen. I mean, they're fantastic musicians. Let's see if we can pull up. I want to sing here. Tony Bennett sing. I put down jazz singers, and you can't go without the great Tony Bennett singing. And here is he singing "The Very Thought of You."
You soon to see.
That was the great Tony Bennett. At his advanced age, sounding very fantastic at all, you know, unreal kind of guy. By the way, he had somebody singing with him who's called Anna Carolina. Unfreaking real. We're going to stick with Tony Bennett, but let's listen to him singing something with Barbara Streisand, who, from my perspective, is one of the greatest singers of all time.
Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by. If you smile through your fears and sorrow, smile, it may be tomorrow. You'll see the sun come shining through. For you,
when you light up your face with gladness, hide every trace of sadness. For the cheer may be ever so near. That's the time you must keep on trying. Oh, what's the use of crying? You find that life is still worthwhile if you just smile.
Light up your face with gladness
and hide every little trace of sadness. Although a tear may be ever so near,
that's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying?
You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you
smile. Two of the greatest all-time singers of all time, Barbara Streisand and Tony Bennett. What is so unreal about putting those people together like that is they are able to create a mood of making you feel that you should smile. No matter what it is that's holding you down, wherever you are and whatever you're feeling, it's always good to smile, because those smiles will allow your face to receive the necessary exercise to make you still look young. We're going to go on and with some Tony Bennett, who I think now that Sinatra's no longer with us, that he and Ealing are the two best. Even at his advanced age, this man can still sing. Let's listen to him with Diana Krall.
The more I read the papers, the less I comprehend the world and all its capers and how it soon will end. Nothing seems to be lasting, but that isn't our affair. We've got something permanent, I mean in the way we care. It's very clear. Our love is here to stay. Not for a year, but ever and the day. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know may just be passing fancies, and in time they go. But oh my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay. But our love is here to stay. It's very clear. Our love is here to stay. For a year, but ever and a day. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know may just be passing fancies, and in time they go. But oh my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're way. In time the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay.
The old-timer and the newcomer, Diana Krall and the great Tony Bennett, singing Love is Here to Stay, a duet that was done. If you listen to that song, the arrangement is so full of what they put into it, not only what they put into it, but also the musicians behind them. Let's just see if we can pull up something by the great Al Jarreau, We're in This Love Together, or Alive in London. Let's listen to some things that I initially wanted to start this show off with. We don't have the time to listen to all the things he's done that I wanted to do today, but I wanted to do something by Al Jarreau. Let's just listen to what we can, and then we'll go on from there. So here's Al Jarreau.
Oh,
Great Al Jarreau. To me, one of the greatest jazz, strictly jazz singers of all time. He's no longer with us, passed on a year now or so ago. However, his music, as was Nancy's, is still with us. Those are the only two people who I played today that are no longer with us, but Al is something different. He used his voice even more so than Illing, to sound like many instruments, not just the saxophone or trombone or bass or even the drums. He could do it all. And what we're going to do is, this is called the Al Jarreau Experience. You cannot understand what kind of experience you're having unless you understand the Al Jarreau Experiences. Let's find out a little bit about Al Jarreau, okay? Let's find out who this man really was.
Al Jarreau biography. Theater actor, television actor, songwriter, singer, 1940 to 2017. Al Jarreau was the quintessential contemporary jazz artist and the first vocalist in music history to receive Grammy Awards in three separate categories, jazz, pop, and R&B. In these groups, famous people in jazz music, famous people in television, famous Grammy winners, famous people WHO died in California, show all groups. One of two. Quotes. I have missed a boat over my career by not doing every second or third CD live, because things happen on stage that don't happen in the studio. Al Jarreau. Synopsis. Singer-songwriter Al Jarreau was born in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, on March 12, 1940. His first album was released in 1965. The quintessential contemporary jazz artist recorded more than two dozen albums over several decades, becoming the first vocalist in music history to receive Grammy Awards in three separate categories, jazz, pop, and R&B. In 1996, the Best of Al Jarreau compilation was released, featuring his career hits. He died on February 12, 2017 at the age of 76. Early life. Acclaimed singer-songwriter Al Jarreau was born Alan Lopez Jarreau in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, on March 12, 1940. Jarreau grew up in a religious household. His father was a minister, and Al began singing in the church choir at the age of four. In 1960, he graduated from Wisconsin's Ripon College, where he performed locally with a group called the Indigos on weekends. After earning his master's degree in vocational rehabilitation from the University of Iowa, Jarreau moved to San Francisco to begin a brief career as a social worker. There, his desire to sing persisted, and he found himself performing at a small jazz club with a trio headed by George Duke. Career highlights. In addition to playing in small clubs along the West Coast, Jarreau branched out to performing in New York City and making television appearances on Johnny Carson and Merv Griffin's talk shows, among others. His first album, 1965, released that year, was pure jazz featuring pianist Cal Bessemer, bassist Gary Allen, and drummer Joe Vadile. In 1975, after a 10-year break from recording, Jarreau went back to the studio to produce We Got By, his first release for Warner Brothers Records. During the next two decades, Jarreau would release almost an album per year. Career highlights include 1981's Breakin' Away, which went platinum thanks to the hit single We're In This Love Together and the popular theme song from the 1980s TV show Moonlighting. Multiple Grammys. In 1977, Jarreau embarked on his first world tour and won his first American Grammy Award for Best Jazz Vocal Performance for his album Look to the Rainbow. His fourth album, All Fly Home, was released in 1978, earning a second Grammy for Best Jazz Vocalist. In 1985, Al Jarreau's Live in London, recorded at Wembley Arena, helped solidify his reputation as a world-class master of both studio and stage. Breakaway won 2 more Grammys, for Best Male Pop Vocalist and Best Male Jazz Vocalist. In 1992, after touring the globe for nearly 2 years, Giroux returned to the studio to produce Heaven and Earth, for which he received his 5th Grammy for Best R&B Vocal Performance. He released Tenderness in 1994 with an all-star cast, including David Sanborn, Kathleen Battle, Joe Sample, and Steve Gadd. In 1996, Giroux began a 3-month stint on Broadway playing the role of Teen Angel in the hit musical Grease. Other acting credits include appearances on New York Undercover and Touched by an Angel. In 1996, the Best of Al Giroux compilation was released on Warner Brothers, featuring Giroux's career hits, Moonlighting, We're in This Love Together, Boogie Down and Roof Garden, as well as 2 new tracks written by George Duke. In 2001, Giroux received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He received another Grammy for Best Traditional R&B Performance in 2007 for God Bless the Child, with George Benson and Jill Scott. In an interview with the Chicago Tribune, Giroux spoke about the evolution of jazz. Jazz, whatever we think its purest form is a dynamic and changing form, he said. It will never be the jazz of the 1930s and 40s and 50s, because it's changing and responding to its environment. That environment includes the influences of Michael Jackson, Sting and hip-hop just as much as Charlie Parker or bebop. Death and legacy. Giroux continued to tour, however, in 2017 he was hospitalized for exhaustion and retired from touring with complete sorrow, according to an announcement on his Twitter account. He is thankful for his 50 years of traveling the world in ministry through music, and for everyone who shared this with him, his faithful audience, the dedicated musicians, and so many others who supported his efforts, the announcement stated. Days later on February 12, 2017, Giroux died at a Los Angeles hospital at the age of 76, surrounded by family and friends. After his passing, a statement on his website read, "His second priority in life was music. There was no third. His first priority, far ahead of the other, was healing or comforting anyone in need. Whether it was emotional pain, or physical discomfort, or any other cause of suffering, he needed to put our minds at ease and our hearts at rest. He needed to see a warm, affirming smile where there had not been one before. Song was just his tool for making that happen."
That was information that I thought might be appropriate when talking about Al Giroux. I don't think that I could do justice to telling you as much as what was already stated about his ability not only to sing, but to feel what he was singing and feel what he was doing while he was entertaining. I had the distinct pleasure, not of knowing him personally, but watching him perform in Columbia, South Carolina at the Kroger Center. He was fantastic as a musician and as a human being. Let's listen to one last song of his before we move on.
Once again, from his new album, the song is so good, Al Giroux.
I knew that I'd find a way.
Great Al Jarreau. Now we're going to listen to St. Andreas, or Andreas Jazz Band. We're going to move away from some of the other things, but here's a young lady that I sort of played last week, and the jazz band is pretty cool. So I'm going to sort of feature her right now, and she's singing with Andreas Band. It's really cool. Just give them a listen.
Thank you.
Outstanding also. Testi Adurio, Joan Monte are just a few. Now, I don't have that much time left, but it would be unreal if I didn't play two of the greatest singers of all time. And I'm not even going to tell you who they are, but if you don't know, I'll let you know at the end of the song.
I've wined and dined on mulligan stew and never went for turkey. As I hit the night and drifted to from Maine to Albuquerque. Alas, I missed the ballpark's ball. And what if twice as fast? I've never been to a party where they honored noble care. Social circles move too fast for me. My whole Bohemia is the place to be.
She gets too hungry for dinner at least. Loves the dinner, but she never comes late.
I never bother with people I hate. That's why the lady is a tramp.
Doesn't dick dice games with barons in her.
I won't go to Harlem in ermine and pearl.
She won't ditch the dirt with the rest of those girls.
That's why the lady is a tramp. I love the green direction wind in my hair.
I've got hair.
I'm broke.
That's cold.
Hey, California, it's cold and it's damp.
That's why the lady is tramp.
Oh, yeah. I go to Coney.
The beach is divine.
I root for that non-dude.
Sleeps in my mind.
Still poet choice.
She reads every line. But she doesn't say you're quick.
That's why I'm a lady. He is a tramp.
Like the green grass under her shoes.
What can I lose? I'm flat. I'm on the know when I know my land.
That's why the lady, she's a tramp.
I get too hungry for dinner at 8.
Oh, because what she doesn't get that late.
If you didn't figure it out by now, that was the great Ella Fitzgerald and Frank Sinatra. That was on Frank Sinatra's, the Frank Sinatra Hour or Frank Sinatra Show. It was from also an album called A Man and His Music, and Sinatra and His Friends Are Here. That's if you want to check it out. But for Downbeat and Metropole, I don't think, I think for 10 straight years in a row, Frank Sinatra and Ella Fitzgerald were number one. Of course, Nat King Cole was sprinkled in there, and so was Billy Eckstine. But Frank Sinatra and Ella always stayed at the top. And, of course, Sarah Vaughan was close to the top also. You've been listening to Getting It Done, and I have been your host, Dr. Walter Dean. And it's time for us to say goodbye. However, before we say goodbye, let's go out, like a young lady told me, with a very nice music sound. And time has gone by, but let's do something that makes it sound like it's worthwhile. By the way, people, wash your hands. Let's preserve yourself for your children and your grandchildren so you could be here to enjoy them. So I look forward to it. I enjoyed the show, and hopefully you have also.
Have a good week.